Coke Zero?
Yep. Hi, Lisa.
Tone it down, huh?
Tone it down.
From Coke to Coke Zero.
Yep. How you doing? How you guys doing? All right.
Good.
Well, I'm glad we're not freezing right now. Let's start the show. One of our guests is already in the waiting room.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Peter. We're going to start the show right now. So that's what I like, a guest that comes in and he's punctual.
Ready to go.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Some guests don't even show up sometimes.
Right?
Yes. Neither don't even say co-host. Nothing. I know. All right, here we go. See, Peter gets to see the pre-show? The pre-show stuff that we go through. At least he doesn't get to see us argue or nothing. It's pretty nice today.
It must be a good day today.
We're arguing, and then we start the show. We act like we like each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a usual pre-show.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see here. Since Peter's here, let's do Peter's intro.
You know, Berto, wearing the same shirts two weeks in a row.
Yeah.
I was going to say you two are wearing the same shirt, period. Do you swap shirts or what? Okay. You guys ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's go here. 3, 2, 1.
Right. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
I'm Alyssa.
And I'm Steve. And here we are. Look at this. I was a little late. I got everything down. I'm getting faster, see? When I have to do the little punch-ins and all this for the streaming stuff. So I got
practice. Look at me.
Is everybody happy today?
Yes. I'm very happy.
Happy to be alive.
Oh, what's going on with you, Alyssa?
I got a new car.
Oh, that's right. Eddie, Alyssa got a new car. If Eddie was on social media, he'd know this.
Yes.
But you know what I noticed?
I'm on social media and I don't know this.
I noticed. I was very happy for her. But I noticed, Eddie, what are you on? You're on TikTok or what else are you on?
Fans only.
Something only fans? He's on. He's following a lot of people. There's people following him.
Only so fans.
I was like, what the shit? No, you know how he says he's not on it, but he's got he's following a lot of people. People followed him. I was like, wait a minute, is Eddie actually participating in that? I think, is it TikTok or are you on Instagram too?
No, just TikTok.
Okay, well, you built up some followers and vice versa. I don't know who the hell you're following, but.
Eddie's doing all the dance videos.
I guess.
He's an undercover influencer.
The only time I watch it is at work during my lunch. That's it.
And during work.
There we go.
No, not during work. Just at lunch.
Alrighty. Well, today is a special day today, guys. Even though we're a little late for our anniversary show. Actually, our anniversary for doing the show was in July. You see? I don't even know. Alberto?
In July. That's good enough.
In July.
Well, there's a date. July 5th. Seven. It's July 7th. Oh, wait a minute. See, we're just 1 month late.
Two.
Oh, 2 months. Okay, see.
This is September.
Okay, well, hold on a second. I just remembered the 7th. Today's September 7th. So there was some stuff going on, and we weren't able to really have an anniversary show for us. And it's been 9 years since we've been doing it. And I think I can remember the first day. Uh-oh. What's Eddie thinking about?
Eddie thinking about the first day. That was a tough day for him.
Oh, gosh. Listen, you know that sound, right? That's Eddie's heart monitor on his iWatch.
I don't remember the first day.
Every time he gets excited.
Yes.
Every time he gets excited, that thing goes off.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Eddie with us the first day?
Yeah. You were there.
All right. And then we've been through... a few other people. We actually buried one, dug him up. Yeah, remember Will?
Oh yeah.
And then, but he's back. Like he's kind of connected. But, you know, he's kind of like, he's kind of a rogue. He's kind of like, you know, Kung Fu. Remember that Kung Fu guy? He just walks the earth, and if he pops in, he pops in.
What are those checks the actors get? You know, residuals or...
Yeah.
We send him a check, but it's like, you know, when you see those actors, they get the check for like 1 cent. That's Will.
He gets a bill. He gets a bill.
Yeah, and he's that's only the time he texts me. Hey, is it ready yet? And then I don't hear from him for another month.
He's a nomad.
Yes. But anyway, we're gonna be throughout the show talking about past stuff that we've been through and that we remember and all that good stuff. But we have a guest in our waiting room that's waiting, and I actually messaged them because I wanted them to do... You remember Peter Dankelson? He was on our show, the guitar player. Mm-hmm. Very good. You weren't there, Alyssa?
No, I missed him.
Well, now you're here. You're going to get to meet him now. And I asked if he can come on and do the Star Spangled Banner on his guitar. Mm. I thought that would be pretty cool to start a show off, right? And they actually sent me a video, which is cool. So they did a video, and we're going to play it, and then we're going to bring them on. Is that cool with you, Eddie?
It's cool.
And don't worry, Eddie. We're going to talk about you. We know you've done a lot on the show. Don't worry. We won't forget you, okay? Okay, so here is Peter Dankelson from Pete's Diary, the band. And they sent us a video of him doing the Star Spangled Banner, and we're going to play this to start off, well, kind of start off our show, since I know we already started, but we're really going to start it now. So here we go. Here's Peter Dankelson playing the national anthem on the guitar. Okay, let's try this again.
That was a quick national anthem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see what I did? Wow. I was listening to it earlier. That's why. Hold on. I always screw stuff up, don't I? Peter,
don't
listen to this right now. Now I gotta figure out how to.
At least your internet's working.
Yeah, my internet's working. I gotta see how. Oh, well, why did I? Okay, here we go. Let's do this. I'm gonna start over, guys. Here we go. See that, Alyssa?
That was good.
Yes, he's good. Good guitar player. I really like this guy. He's good. I told you, I don't know if I told you guys, but I have two books on my desk. One from Mark Thompson, a mentor that I really like. He was a radio DJ in Los Angeles with Mark and Brian. And now I have Peter's book on my desk right next to it. And that's how much I love this guy's story and his music. So, it's really cool that he decided to come on for our 9th anniversary show. So we're going to bring him out, Alyssa, and you get to meet him. How's that sound?
Oh, yay.
All right. Here's Peter Dankelson from Pete's Diary.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Peter?
Hey, doing good.
Thanks for coming on. First, Alyssa has, I think you met Alberto and Eddie, but Alyssa wasn't here last time you came on. This is our other co-host, Alyssa.
Hi, nice to meet you.
And, you know Alberto already, you know Eddie, and you know myself.
Yeah.
And thank you for coming on. Awesome that you came on.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Yes. I didn't know because I sent you an email, and I'm like, I hope he gets it. And then I saw last night that you got it, so I was like, oh, that's very, very cool. Let me pull you up here. So what have you been doing I know you got some gigs coming up. You've been playing with a lot of cool people. But before we go on here, why don't you throw some plugs out about any gigs you got going on?
Well, the gigs, unfortunately, with summer kind of ending, they're starting to slow down a little bit. I know we have one coming up. We're the band's in the Chicago area, so I think we're going to be playing Black Lung Brewing, I think at Fox Lake, and I forget what the other location is, but we'll be playing both locations there soon. And then I think we have one more show in September at Brookfield Zoo. And those are all on the website. So I think we just have those three shows for this month. And then I don't think we have anything booked in October. So summer, we had a really busy and fun run, but now things have kind of slowed down a little bit.
Very cool. So the best way is to follow your social media pages to find out when you're going to be playing and all that good stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Peace Diary on Facebook and all of that.
Alyssa?
Yes.
You get to meet Peter, so you got any questions? Yeah. He's actually here to celebrate with us and because he loves us so much. But every time he comes on, I just want to ask questions and all that. But go ahead, Alyssa.
Yeah, no, that was, I really enjoyed your Star Spangled Banner. It was really nice. I started singing. So are you also, you're the lead singer? Or are you just the guitarist?
I'm pretty much, I'm just the guitar player. Basically, the band's a trio. I'm on guitar, there's a drummer, and then the singer is also playing bass. So that's kind of the lineup and how it's all set.
Okay. Nice. How long have you guys...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we've been playing...
How long have you been together?
We've been playing together since, I think, spring of 2021. Only a few years.
Yeah. Nice. Alberto?
Yo.
We got Peter on here, and did you enjoy? Because Alberto's a very patriotic guy, and
as you can see behind me.
Yes, and I thought this would be perfect if we brought Peter on playing the Star Spangled Banner. It would liven up Alberto over here because you see all the flags he's got back there.
Yeah,
that's very patriotic. What'd you think, Alberto, of the Star Spangled Banner?
It was excellent.
I really thought he was going to stand up and put his hand. I was going to start tearing up, but I'm glad he didn't because I don't want nobody to see me cry.
At least you were better behaved than the previous national anthem on the show.
I don't remember that, and I don't want to know. This was their best national anthem.
We took that show off of YouTube. It was so bad.
Oh, okay, good. So you see, Peter, I have no idea what he's talking about.
Okay.
So don't, I will scratch all that.
I was going to say, when do we have Roseanne Barr here?
Oh, here we go. Eddie, you say hello to Peter?
Hello, Peter. Nice to see you again.
Hey, good to see you.
Glad to see you're doing well. How's your book doing?
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good.
Awesome. Yeah, you guys got to order his book. It's really good. I told you I have it on my desk, and it's called, Peter, you want to tell everybody what it's called and where they can get your book?
Yeah, so it's an autobiography called How I Learned to Rock My Life. And basically, the whole point of the book was, through social media, people see the guitar playing and all of that stuff that's been going on. But, you know, there's this whole other side to my story of all the medical challenges that I've had to overcome with Golden Heart Syndrome, which is the condition I was born with. So the book really, it dives into the medical side of things and kind of, especially the early years, kind of the first 4 years of my life, there were a lot of big surgeries and kind of the medical side of things. And of course, you know, growing up as well, some of the social challenges of having a facial difference and, you know, having 1 year and all of that. So really the book was kind of a way to kind of talk about that side of my story. And then of course, you know, when it does get to, you know, when I picked up the guitar, it does talk about that a little bit, but it's not like the main focus.
Very cool. See, I told you I have his book right here. Let me pull this up here. Where am I at? I like solo layouts because you can see me better. There we go. Here's Peter's book right here, How I Learned to Rock My Life. You can get it on his website at PeterDankelson.com or Pete's Diary?
It's Pete'sDiary.com.
Pete'sDiary.com.
Yep.
Or Eddie actually got the book, right? You got it on Amazon, Eddie?
On Amazon. Yes, I got it on Amazon.
You can go to Amazon and buy it on Amazon, too. Those are two places that I know. I don't know if there's any other places, but those are the places that people on this show have bought it from.
Yeah, those are like the two primary places to check, yeah.
But, yes, good book. I love it. Peter went through a lot of stuff, and along with his parents, you know, it's not just him, you know, his family had to go through it too. And it's a pretty amazing story. And Peter, you're friends of our show. You're a friend of our show for life. And I'm happy. And this guy, he's doing a lot of big stuff, Alyssa.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he still communicates with us. That means a lot to us out here. And, you know, if there's anything we can do to, you know, if you got stuff going on, just email us and we'll put it on our page and do the best we can out here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
And this is our anniversary show, so to have you on is very special, and I want to really, really thank you. And your mom has been really cool. You know, she sets things up, and tell her we said hi, and
I will.
She's been very, very kind to us too. So we're gonna have to get. Hey, Lisa, we're gonna have to. Yeah. What do you think? Send them some M25 shirts or what?
Oh yeah, a hat.
Nice.
Yeah, had some shirts. We'll get some together and send them out to you, and give some to your friends or your mom or dad or whoever, your brother.
Yeah.
Also, you know what I did want to ask? Do you have a new pet?
No, actually, I have he's snoozing next to me right here. Oh, you can kind of see him, I guess, hiding out here.
Oh, he's okay. Scooted in.
Yeah, this is Dexter.
Is this your same is this not the same dog in your book, is it?
He's definitely in. I don't know, I would think he's in there. Yeah.
Okay. Because I thought you had
I just want to spook him.
All right, I'm sorry. Yeah. Hey, is that one of those tags from where did you get that tag?
I think it's called a silly dog.
Oh my goodness gracious. I have one too for my dog. Yeah. Silly dog. Sillydog.com. There's another plug for somebody. Those are cool. You can engrave them. They don't jingle. They're like a rubber, right?
Yeah, they're rubber. So yeah.
Very cool.
Around. Yeah.
All right, Peter. Well, we want to thank you for coming on. It's very special you came on, and thanks for sending us the video of the Star Spangled Banner. Very cool. We may even use it again throughout the future since made Alberto very happy. He's never happy, and whatever makes him happy, we may play that thing every day. So
we have your permission to use it.
Do we have your permission to play it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. And also, if you notice, we play one of your songs in our intros.
I did, yeah.
And we really enjoy it. I bought your CD, so I have it, and I like that song a lot, so I use it for our intro. So.
Thank you. Yeah, actually something pretty cool that I can kind of like just kind of put out there a little bit really quick.
Okay.
And we're going to be recording a full-length record in early October. So that's kind of what's next for us. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Very cool.
New music hopefully by, I would say, hopefully next summer. Excuse me, hopefully next summer. That's at least kind of the goal.
Awesome, awesome. All right. Well, guys, Lisa, Eddie, Alberto, you got any last words for Mr. Peter Dankelson?
Continued success. I'm waiting for the next book.
Thank you. Yeah, I think there will be a next one at some point. Yeah.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Alyssa?
Yeah, well, when your full-length album comes out, you can, you know, come on and we'll promote it for you.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be a lot of fun. Yeah, that's going to be, that's kind of what's next. That'll be a lot of fun to start thinking about.
Alberto?
Yeah, just like the others, wish you continued success.
Thank you.
And also, maybe because we have like big shows, other like Christmas shows and stuff like that, maybe one day if things work out, if maybe you can get your trio together and do a couple live sets for us, that would be awesome to see you guys actually play live.
Yeah. Since,
you know, we're far away, and, you know, maybe with your mom's help, because I know she takes care of business. We could set something up. That would be awesome. I would love it so much. And hopefully we can work on that.
Yeah, that'd be fun. We haven't done many like live stream stuff before, so that's kind of something.
Yes.
Kind of fun to get into. Yeah.
Well, now you know us, so we're going to work on that very hard.
Yeah.
All right, Peter. thank you for coming on our show. It means a lot. And goodbye to your dog and goodbye to you. And say hi to everybody for us.
I will.
Bye. Nice meeting you.
Good to meet you, too.
Bye-bye, Peter.
Take care.
That was Peter Dankelson.
Bye, Dexter. And,
bye, Dexter.
And Pete's Diaries.
Pete's Diary. The band Pete's Diary. The books Pete's Diary. It's good stuff. I'm glad they changed the name to Pete's Diary because that's everybody knows that name.
Yeah.
It's good. Oh, there you are, Peter. You're still here. Hey, what's up? you have to let yourself out. I mean,
oh, okay. All right.
See you later, Peter.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And pretty good stuff. Eddie, did you read the book or did you just buy it and put it in your shelf?
Actually, I let someone borrow it and I haven't got it back.
You let somebody borrow it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Melissa, would you let somebody borrow something that you haven't used yet? I mean, I'm not talking about anything like that. I'm like a book
like
or something.
Like Big
Chonies? Don't let Steve borrow those. You'll never get them back.
Yeah, well, wait a minute.
I think I would probably get them back if they were never used.
Oh, she'll get them back. All right. I was like, what is this shit? Get that out of here. It's not what I meant to do. No, but like if you bought a book and you must have been interested in it, right? And then you let somebody borrow it before you read it?
It depends on what it is.
Well, if you bought a book, you have to be interested in buying it, right?
Yeah. But I mean, if I didn't have the time at the moment to read it and somebody wanted to read it, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, it just depends on what it is.
I gotcha. All right. I was just asking. Well, Eddie, at least you got close.
Did you at least touch it?
Yes, I did. I took it out of the package.
Okay, here's a big question. How long has this person had it? A couple of years?
No, not that. Well, since when did I buy it? Like last year or something?
I don't know, Eddie. Whatever, yeah. Peter, Eddie.
Last Alberto. Time Peter was on the show? So like maybe 3 weeks after I bought it.
3 weeks. Eddie, when was that? Not Eddie. Alberto, when was the last time Peter was on around? Do you know, like a guesstimate?
I don't know. Earlier? Wasn't it earlier this year?
I don't know.
Late last
Melissa,
year.
Do you remember?
I don't.
Well, I don't know. All right, Alyssa. Eddie. Okay, well, Eddie, you were with us on the first day of the show, right?
Yes, I was.
Even though he doesn't remember.
According to Alberto, I was.
Huh?
According to Alberto, I was.
Oh, you don't remember?
I don't remember the first day, no.
You did your impression of Burgess Meredith.
I remember auditioning for the show.
Auditioning? What are you talking about?
Should I just attach the first show to the end of the show? Make one super long podcast.
So he did Burgess Meredith the first day he was here?
I guess so.
Mm. Okay, all right.
Wasn't I the third or second choice or something? Third choice.
Well, Alberto had a bunch of choices ahead of you. And
there was an original fourth Beatle, but he didn't want to. Well, we told him we tried to work around his schedule. He was difficult, and then I had a thought, but he didn't want to participate. And then I think we brought in Eddie third. Eddie was the third choice.
That's okay. That was the last choice.
Last choice is always the best, right?
Yes.
You see, I had no part. Only part I had in was, you know who I had part in? Was Eddie and Alyssa.
And Will.
Look at, they're here. Alberto had other choices.
And Will. And
that's right, and Will. But
and you invited somebody else, too.
Right. Okay, well, you know what? Why do we have to hide who we're talking about? We had a cartoonist on named David, and he used to draw for us cartoons, like weekly cartoons. And he was part of the show for a while, and then
it didn't work out.
Well, he kind of went on, did his. Yeah, it didn't work out, and I wish it would have. You know, I have no hard feelings, but you know, what can you say? I mean, Eddie actually called him the other day, like at 2 a.m. So you know, he's still friends with him. So that's
butt
another story.
Did he butt dial him or what?
Probably penis dialed him.
Oh no!
No, you know what?
No.
Man, Eddie.
I was at work, and I told Siri to call David, and it ended up calling him, which I was trying to call someone else.
David. The first and last name.
His name is David, Eddie. What do you think?
I wasn't thinking.
Alyssa, you're good at the phone thing. You know, if you ask, hey, Siri, call so-and-so. It'll say,
it confirms
which yeah. David would you like to call? David yeah. this or David that? Uh-huh. Eddie, get out of here. He just wanted
I'm serious.
Him. He wanted a yeah. portrait drawn of him. That's why. But yeah, there was well. Actually two other people before Eddie.
He's doing well.
And then we've had other like one-timers here and there.
Yeah, we had some people stroll in and
good old Nick.
And yeah, I tell you, we had this one guest on, and Eddie was here, and it was a female, and she sure. came on. She's really cool, everything. And then I told the story a long time ago, and I ran into her at a retail store, right? Act like she didn't even know me. And I was like, I think I even asked a question or something, like where was something and
pastries.
It was kind of snobby, and I was like, what the hell? So I was, I don't know. She was nice during the show and everything, and I guess people are just, man.
People change, Steve.
Yeah.
I guess so. That was a fast change.
People change.
But yeah, we had Nick on. Who else have we had on? Richard, Bigfoot guy. Yeah. We've had a few people, and then of course we've had.
They don't return our calls anymore.
I talked to we talked to Richard still, and
well, Richard has nothing else going on.
Right. Devin?
Nicholas?
Devin?
Kevin? Who the hell's Kevin?
Devin? I don't remember Devin. Devin.
Devin? Who's Devin?
Yeah, I'm in the studio. He came into the studio and did that show with us.
Oh, the musician guy?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can't remember his name, Alyssa.
Galvan?
I told you.
No, his name's not Devin. David. His name's David, too.
David.
We've collected a lot of Davids in our 9 years.
Yeah, that's right. And then, of course, we got the beautiful Alyssa finally.
Whatever happened to that girl who used to make candles?
Monica. You know, she's camera shy.
Oh.
But she's very cool. You know, she helped create the M25 show logo with me. And she's the one that sent us those candles. Remember those candles?
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago. I might have one somewhere laying around. She put our picture and logo on them. And she actually said she made us a, what is that thing you play? It's not checkers or chess, but it's
backgammon.
You backgammon, yeah, with our logo on it. I don't know, something like that with our logo on it. She was making made it from scratch or something. Made the whole set.
We gotta learn to play backgammon then.
Yeah, backgammon. I don't even know how to play it.
I think it's backgammon. I used to play that all the time, and it's got the little triangles inside.
I used to play it in elementary school with the school teacher. I had a teacher who loved that game.
I used to love to play it when I was little. Are you sure it's backgammon and not like Manicola?
No,
I remember backgammon.
Manicola? That sounds like something.
Yeah, I think that's what
it's like called. A disease.
Yeah,
sounds like it's a disease.
With the stones. You put them in the little pocket thingies.
This was backgammon. I remember backgammon.
Backgammon?
I think it's backgammon. I really do. Because I the name, if it was a name like that, I would be like, what is that? But I think it's backgammon. I could have sworn she said she had it, and she just hasn't, I guess she hasn't mailed it. But if I get it, then it looks like you and Alyssa will have to fight for it, because I don't know how to play backgammon. And
I forgot how to play it.
Yeah. You roll the dice, school. And it, well, you go, yeah.
It's don't you just move the little disc? It's like the little white disc, and black disc.
Yeah,
right?
The little round black or white. And then you roll the dice to see how many times you go over.
Oh, yeah, it does have like little triangles now that I remember. Yeah,
it's all coming back to you guys, huh?
It's kind of like a football field, but on the sides it has like triangles.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to message her after the show and ask her, is it really backgammon? After getting you guys all excited about it, could be something different. Could be just checkers. Right. I don't know. No, but I think it really is.
It's the
backgammon.
M25, have all the special monopolies.
Connect Four.
The M25.
Connect us four together.
Yeah, we look like the grid right here.
Yeah, they just have pictures of our faces on it. But anyway,
it has four color checkers. Nobody can ever win.
Oh, here we go.
What?
I guess we could have past guests, huh? I mean, past people that we've had on the show.
No, four colors red? For us, you know.
What is the colors on? Is there four colors in Connect Four?
There's two. So it's two players. Two. So when it's red, when it's yellow,
yeah,
or blue, and then you each take turn putting it in. And you gotta make a line of four.
I don't sound right. Take turns putting it in.
Eddie.
Hey.
See, I don't.
That's Eddie's
don't
TikTok right
like
there.
That.
All 30 yeah. thoughts.
Everybody watching. This is why.
I'm gonna have to find Eddie on TikTok.
Yeah, you better find. I'm gonna look to see if he's got any hidden videos.
Right. I probably got hidden videos. Do you post anything? Or are you just a stalker?
I think he's a stalker.
I just watch videos. I told you, mostly comedians.
He does all his dance videos.
Mostly Eddie. Comedians. I like comedians on there.
Alyssa, you're not following him?
No.
Oh, you gotta
I didn't know
him.
He was on TikTok.
He is.
Mostly comedian. I like the comedians.
Yeah, we know it. We know what you like.
What's your handle?
What's your handle? Oh, it's coached or something like that.
Coach Eddie.
It's Ghost. Whatever something goes. You, Alberto, if you saw it, you would know what it is. I don't want to say the name because I don't want
the ghost.
Anyway,
you'll have 500 million.
I'll put it in the show
description for the podcast people. You can go follow Eddie.
I'm gonna send you guys the screenshot of his TikTok privately.
I like
and then
TikTok because I like it's so easy to make videos with music, and the only thing I don't like is that how it has TikTok on it. I'm like, man.
Oh, you want the TikTok logo gone?
Yes.
Well, listen, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah. I'm on TikTok.
Get rid of it. Yeah, Alyssa's on TikTok. If you want to follow her on TikTok, it's I don't know what it is. I don't know. Is it just Alyssa?
I think it's
Eddie. Eddie knows.
I think it's Queen EAS or Queen 920. I don't know.
It's Queen something.
Queen
yeah.
Easy.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
Queen
right.
Easy. Queen Undies.
EAS the number four.
Queen of the Undies.
I think it's Queen EAS 920.
Speaking of Queen, I went to a Queen. What's it called?
Tribute shows.
Uh-huh. Pretty good.
With Adam Lambert.
No, it was at the Orange County Fair.
Okay, I found you.
No.
Here before our guest is in the waiting room, ready to come on. But let me give Alyssa's TikTok if you guys want to follow her. It's Queen _ EAS 920.
Oh, see, I was right. I just forgot the underscore.
Yes. Queen EAS. I think if you even just type in Queen EAS, your picture will pop up, and everybody knows picture. So
yeah,
I think so. That's what it says. But it's
Queen _ EAS.
Queen _ EAS 920. That's Alyssa's TikTok if you want to check it out.
Oh, and I'm crazy. I'm just kidding. No, yes.
Let me see.
Lately,
I
haven't done really much. When we were like on lockdown, shit, I did all kinds of stuff.
Let me see real quick before we get to our guest, Eddie. Let me see. No. I don't know how to find him. I don't have time to waste time. Eddie's on TikTok. And I was very surprised.
We'll put a bounty on him if you find him first listener, watcher to find him. I don't know. We'll send him a man good or something.
I don't think I have any followers. I just watch
Eddie, stop it. I saw it, Eddie. You had a lot.
He's like an influencer.
Yes. By the time the show's over, I'm going to find it, and I'll tell you how many followers he has and how many he follows. Because when I saw it, I was like, wait a minute. For somebody who doesn't do social media, he's got a lot of people on there. Whether he knows it or not, but I think he does know it.
He's up there with Taylor Swift, you know, like 30 million. Oh, but he won't promote the show.
I haven't seen a check yet, so I must not have that many
problems. Well,
you
right
could
now.
call China and ask for your money.
All right, our next guest is in the waiting room.
Eddie's TikTok is just him and his brother selling stuff.
Well, I don't know. I need to look and see if he has videos. I was just so amazed at the people on that were either he's following or following him, and I was like.
It might be him following them.
Yeah.
No, but when you hit the little heart, does that mean you follow people, or is it just because
you
like the video?
No, you just like it. You like it. You have to hit the plus sign.
Oh, no, I never hit the plus sign.
Their profile picture in the corner.
Oh, no.
Steve froze.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Steve's having his problems again.
Uh-oh.
And now I know where that hissing sound's coming from too. So
what hissing sound?
I'm hearing a hissing sound.
Oh, okay. All right. We're going to bring our guest out. He is in the waiting room. He actually he makes music, but he does it on the fly, Alyssa.
Oh.
So he, when he does something at that moment, it is, at that moment, it is coming together. It's not like he sits down and records it and all that good stuff. Like, he's going to come on right now and he's going to play something. Impromptu? And it's just going to be, yeah, it's going to be like, yeah, exactly. So, he was very cool to come on and do that. And
has he been on the show before?
No, but we played one of his songs that I liked. I actually asked Alberto if he could get it. I don't know if it was on YouTube. Remember that I asked you to get that song and it was just instrumental? And it was kind of, I think I played it. It was like horns and organ and stuff like that. And it was, you made it for me. So I don't know. I think you had to get it off YouTube.
I hope it's not that one song. That gave me a...
Which one?
I don't know. Was it like that weird song?
I don't know.
It makes no sense. I don't know what it was.
Well, it didn't have it didn't have any words, I don't think. Yeah, I think he might have been yelling or something.
It might be the same song, the one I'm thinking about. Now it's back in my brain.
Well, if you can remember it, that's a good thing.
I just remember. I don't remember the name.
Yeah, I think I don't remember. I know there's a name, but I can't remember the name. Something. You know what? Maybe we should ask him.
Yeah, we have him here.
On. Yeah,
I know. Bring him on.
In the waiting room.
What are you waiting for?
Okay, Josh Richardson. Let's bring him out here. There he is. Yo. What's up, Josh?
Hey, I can't even remember the name.
Oh, okay, see, he's a true musician. Hey, yeah. Josh, I was telling everybody that you create music on the fly, pretty much, right?
Yeah,
and
I try.
And because I was actually asking him, Alyssa, if he could come on and play that song that I like live.
And, but like you said,
he creates it, so sometimes he can't duplicate it. Kind of, yeah.
Can't remember it's a one-time thing.
You gotta just hit the record button as soon as you start making it.
Yeah, it's a one-time. So if he ever goes to the concert and you hear something him play, it's gonna be an original. You never hear it again.
That's about it. Yeah. Pretty much.
He's gonna have to put one of those tags on, you know how they put it on the clothing when the pattern is never the same?
Yes. I think Josh is the original Metallica. You know how Metallica started that thing where you go to two shows and they never play the same song? They just started doing that. Well, Josh has been doing that. And he never plays the same song, even after two shows. Ever.
Can I tell you a story?
Sure. That's why you're here.
My buddy and I, we started jamming together. I met this guy on Craigslist. Literally, I sold him a surfboard. And then about 4 years later, we started jamming together. And we didn't have any songs. Like, we just jammed. And I go, bro, I got us a gig over here. And I go, let's just treat it like practice. We just go out there and, you know, we just do our thing. And we played for about an hour in front of about 50 people. And we didn't have one damn song, man. We just did it. It was awesome. It worked out great. Everybody loved it.
Cool. Hey, that's how it works out sometimes, man.
Yeah, and we've been doing it like that ever since. Like, we started a band called LBP, and we were playing all over L.A., and we had... I don't know. We were playing all over LA for a while, and we ended up, all our shows were like that, basically, where we just kind of improvised and threw things together, and they always seemed to work out somehow. And it was never a bad show. Fun times.
Very cool. Well, yeah. Josh, we want to thank you for coming on our anniversary show. I know that Josh has been a on our page, a fan of our page for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, he sent us messages before and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So very cool. I know he's made music. I've also played some of your son's music too.
Oh yeah.
And you both are pretty good. I like it.
I think my son's way more talented than I am though.
But I'm telling you guys, that song Alberto says that gives him goosebumps, or maybe something else. I don't know. I really like that song. I don't know, something all messed up, or you don't remember what it's called?
I mean, I could look it up.
A Hell of a Mess or something.
Yeah, it's something like that.
I just thought it was kind of cool. Melissa, you know?
I can probably pull it up. Hold on.
But that's okay. I mean, you're going to give us something new, right?
Yeah. Well, I have something that I've done, but it is new.
Hey, Alberto, is it okay if we have THC smoke floating around while we have a live performance? Is that okay with us? That's okay, right?
I don't know about YouTube's terms of conduct, really? So.
Alyssa? Oh, what's a concert without a little bit of Mary
herbal?
Mary Jane,
I have no idea.
Smoke floating around, right?
I don't know because it's
legal.
That reminds
me.
You know, it's legal in California.
Oh yeah, it is. Eddie, it's legal. Alberto, it's legal. Oh damn, I thought he was coughing. I was gonna say that's some good stuff over there.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Sorry, hold on.
It's legal. Well,
okay, well, Josh, it's legal. So, was that your fog machine? Is that what you're talking about? Or are you actually? Having
I just
fog?
Turned the thing on. Yeah. Okay. That's my other fog machine.
Okay. All right. Well, Josh, thank you for coming on our 9th anniversary show. We appreciate it. And we're going to let you take over here and play us something original. How's that? Everybody, this is Josh. Josh Richardson. There you go, Josh. It's all yours.
Can you hear that?
Sure yes. can.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all you. All right. What do you think, Alyssa? Are you ready to put that on your playlist?
Yeah. Do you do the lyrics as well, just like on the fly, or are the lyrics there and you just do the music?
I do it on the fly, everything. Nice. I've been in a bunch of bands. I've been doing music for a long time, and you know what happened is I was in a really fun band a long time ago, and I grew up in Long Beach, and a bunch of my friends, they were in rap groups and that kind of stuff, and I saw how they were making music without instruments, really. Like, I mean, they were using keyboards and MPC, you know, 2000s or whatever the hell it was. And so when my band broke up, I was angry as all hell. I was mad, you know. What the fuck, man, we were having so much fun. And so I went out and I bought a mixer that would allow me to sample music. I could sample from, at the time, cassette tapes, records, you know what I mean? Like cassette tape records, fucking 8-tracks if I had it, but you know, everything. And it was like, I didn't have to deal with anybody anymore. So I could literally just sit and make my own music all night long. And I didn't have to have any more attitudes from anybody else, which, I mean, I like jamming with people. I love that. It's always fun. But after a while, it seems like after a while, like, it's just not the same. People just like, you're doing the same thing. And, you know, people get worn out. People got obligations. There's always some shit. And, so I just started making music myself. And that, to me, was super fun. And, you know, I don't know. That's what I like doing.
Awesome.
I'm gonna find a song. It's called I just throw a song together and I make up a stupid title.
Oh, so we,
like, that's
so,
it. But I'm on the internet here and I can't seem to find anything.
So you're on YouTube under Joshua Richardson, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're on Instagram under the same name?
That or Huljuan, Huljuan.
Huljuan?
Yep.
Jaun?
Ju, like Juan. Juan. Oh,
okay. Are you Mexican?
No.
But you want to be?
No, but that's a really long story, too. And I don't think we have time for that one.
All right. Does it have to do with burritos and taquitos?
Acid.
One night in TJ.
A sheet, a pair of scissors, and acid.
Oh.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
Fun time.
Crazy. Well, Josh, I want to thank you for coming on and playing us a tune. And thanks for following us our show for as long as you have. And
yep.
Everybody go follow Joshua Richardson on YouTube. Yep.
Yeah, that sounds cool. I appreciate that. You can
follow him on Instagram under...
Hold on.
H...
Yep.
H-U-L-J-U-A-N. Not that hard, Steve.
Okay. Hey, Eddie, sorry, man. I got a lot on my mind right now. And then on Facebook, how about Facebook? Can they want
Just Josh Richardson. But hey, when you go on Facebook and you try to find me, I'm a bunch of black guys that play basketball.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no big deal. So there it is.
All right. What were you going to say before we get out of here? You wanted to say something?
Yeah, I did. I just wanted to say congratulations to you guys. And I love your show. And I try to watch it whenever I can. And I try to be, you know, get into the comments and, you know, add to your, give you guys some love, because I think what you're doing is an awesome thing.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Josh, thank you. And
all right, you guys.
Spread the word about our show, and we'll spread the word about you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And definitely, and my son, Zane.
Yes, you know what? You should tell him to get some kind of social media so you follow him. I actually heard a couple of his songs, and it's pretty good.
Dude, he's really good, man.
So you need
like,
to tell him.
He's like the Cure.
Or is he on any social media?
Yeah, I think it's Zane B. Grant.
Zane B. Grant on YouTube?
Yeah.
You guys do the same style of music?
No.
No.
He does it like me, like he makes it up, but he remembers it.
Zane, okay, what is it, Eddie? See, I forget, man. I forget.
Zane B. Grant.
Zane B. Grant or Zane B. Funkel. Funkel, F-U-N-K-L-E-L, I think.
Is that like those Funkel little dolls?
I don't know, maybe.
Hey, Alyssa, what is that stuff that people take that comes from jellyfish that helps your brain and remember things?
Oh, shit, I don't know.
Yeah, I think I need that. Google.
No, I actually have a tree of that out back in my backyard. You for a walk right now. If you have time, I show you my backyard.
You have a tree of that?
Yeah, ginkgo biloba. It's a tree.
I thought it came from jellyfish.
Well, I don't know. Maybe
something else.
I have a tree of it in my backyard.
Oh, and you must not use it because you can't remember your songs.
I don't. Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right.
All right. Well, then forget it. If that's what's going to happen to me, I'll skip it. All right, Josh, you take it easy.
Right,
we'll keep in contact, and you take care of yourself, and thank you again.
Mad respect. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
All right, take it easy, Josh.
All right. Later, y'all.
Bye. Josh Richardson. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you guys.
Bye-bye. You have to take yourself out, because we don't take people out here. There you go.
You're thinking of Prevagen.
Oh, Prevagen, yeah.
Prevagen, yeah.
Or there's another one, but I can't.
Aquarium?
Yeah, something like that.
It's the first one. I remember the name. Prevagen. It's a TV commercial.
Prevagen.
I remember the girl that used to be on Blossom. She made a commercial of it.
Yeah, it says, jellyfish memory supplement Prevagen is a hoax, FTC says.
Oh, no. Well, look at the guy we just had on, Julian. If he takes it, oh, man.
Oh, anything can help.
We know it doesn't work. Julian. Julian? He just called himself Julian.
Juan.
Is that a Spanish word or what is that?
Juan is.
How about Juan. Who?
No.
Who?
All right. Well, we're not going to have a guest until a little bit later. The big Elvis is sick.
Oh.
And I guess the king can't sing today, so I was pretty disappointed. But he's sick. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
He said he can come on and sing, but he probably sound like Froggy from the Little Rascals. So we don't want that. Oh boy! So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand it over to Alberto.
Oh great!
And, tell everybody how this what you think.
What do I think?
Just think about
Albert's
10 years ago, what we were doing. Or maybe even longer, before we even started this, talking about starting a podcast show.
Yeah, you were busy with music, so you didn't care.
He had a dream. He had a dream?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like that Janitor Martin. Okay, go ahead, Alberto. Well, I mean...
I don't know. What do you want me to talk about?
Well, I mean, what do you think, how it all came along? I mean, from the first thinking about how to do, did it... I'm sure it didn't end up the way you probably visioned it, but...
Nope. Not even
what
close.
What did you envision? I mean, tell everybody
what did you envision for your show?
Yes. What did you envision of how things were going to go, besides the people that kind of didn't work
just,
out?
Just having fun, you know, because it was you and Tim, the original fourth member or third member. And, yes. You know, when I think one of you left the fortress, and then I was the one, like, texting back and forth between you guys insulting each other. I'm all... You know, this could make a fun show. Fun, I think podcasting had just started. I mean, there were like very few. Okay. And, you know, this could be fun to be recorded and played back, and it didn't go the way I wanted. But
did he ever do a show?
Making this sound like it's a bad thing.
Did he ever do a show with you?
No.
Tim never did.
No, he's never been on. He remember Steve? He said I think he contacted you that. He asked me to be on the show. I'm all sure, whenever. And then I was acting all weird.
You were?
That's what I think he told you, that I acted weird. I'm all.
Oh.
Yeah, I told him, he's whenever he wants to come on, and the invitation's still open.
Well, like I said, I'm not gonna say anything about Tim or even the other guy. But
well, the other guy you beat up. I mean, he just goes, you know what? It's not for me. And then you. Man, that was the biggest insult to Steve ever, man. He.
Well, you know why? Okay, we're going to get into it then. We got time. Look, at with that guy, his name was Louis, Eddie. You know, he act like he, you know.
He didn't want to do it.
He okay, I get it, but, you know, hey, okay, you don't want to do it. That's fine.
Okay.
But,
what did he do? That's what
yeah,
he
but
did.
I never could get a hold of him.
No.
At least to ask him. I mean, I'm just hearing through the grapevine what's going on.
I never talked to him. I talked to him.
Okay, well, I didn't.
Okay. Oh, that was the problem?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know what? No, I don't even care. I'm glad they're not on the show.
I never talked to Eddie about it before he came on.
Alyssa.
Yes.
I'm glad they're not on the show. I never talked to Alyssa before she came on the show.
Well, no, but I had talked. Hey, did I not talk to you guys and said, hey, I wanted to bring her on? And I wasn't like, hey, guys, guess what? Having somebody like I'm the king of everything. I talk to you guys. I go, hey, you know what? I have an idea. I think Alyssa would be good for the show, and I really would like her on. I really like her.
And
I talked to you guys about it. And I didn't just go behind your guys' back and go, here she is.
And I said, I don't want a woman on the show. And you said, fuck you, Albert.
Oh, no. You said that?
Yeah. I don't want no dame on the show. And
Alyssa, he didn't say that.
Steven Eddie, vetoed me out, so... Now I gotta be here right next to
Alyssa.
Now you
gotta deal with me, huh?
Yeah,
no, that's not how it played out.
Every Christmas I gotta go have a meal with her and deal with her.
Stop like, that.
I'm upset,
Alyssa. You know what? Maybe in the beginning,
that's it. Eddie's gonna quit. He's gonna throw everything at his desk.
We had a girl on before Alyssa. So.
One time we didn't learn our lesson.
We had a girl on. Oh, not that one that I was talking about, right?
Monica. Yeah.
Oh no! Forget no the one that came on, and then when I saw her at the store, she acted like she didn't know me.
We won't mention her name.
Yeah, no, she doesn't deserve that
notoriety.
Yeah, I didn't like that. But you know what? I will go to this. Alberto did not say that, Alyssa.
Yeah,
I did know when coming on when we have new people. Alberto's kind of like it takes a while for things to lay in, but once and everything was good.
There he goes again.
Oh, look at him. He's totally frozen. He's like this.
Bye-bye,
Steve. Oh, God, no.
Like I'm frozen, too.
Look at Alyssa. Okay, you know what? I'm calling the guy. I'm going to say, hey, you know what? You get down here and change the boxes. I'm tired of this.
What did they do last time?
He came and reset it.
Oh,
you know, that's all you
He came and told Steve. You're
upgraded it. Not he, upgraded it. What do you call it when you have an app and it's time to update? Update it.
Update.
So that's all it should be. Reboot. And I go, okay, if not, I'll come back and I'll change one of the boxes.
He came in, he just pushed a button and charged Steve $300.
Right?
I don't know. I'm so upset now.
See, this is the reason I have Tim, because Steve had a computer repairman in his house one time and something bad happened. Tim has that story.
Yeah. It's all dumb.
I think Eddie might know
look
the story
at,
too.
We've all looked at porn on our computer at one time, right?
You just clicked the bad link one time.
And this, well, no, this was back in the day when cell phones were just starting to come out. So there wasn't really too much you could watch Pornhub and all that on there, whatever you wanted to watch. So you would do it on your computer, right, Eddie?
Right.
Okay, so you
Eddie
do that.
Doesn't know.
Those were the days where you had pop-ups.
Those were hell, man.
So they remembered.
So you got a virus.
Yeah, they remembered the shit that you go through. So I had a guy come in and to fix our internet, or I was had it rewired, and he was all done, and he goes in there and he's checking. Oh, let me check it out, make sure it's running good. And he goes, and then these pop-ups started coming on, and they were porno pop-ups.
Specific
but,
porno.
No, hold on a sec, I'm not done yet. There were porno pop-ups, but on top of it all, we're both he's sitting in the chair and I'm standing there, and they're gay porno pop-ups, and I'm like, oh my. In my head, I'm thinking, I go, dude, I go, I have no idea what this is. And he's
and then the guy was like, hey, man, you're into this stuff?
Yeah. So then he pretended to drop something on the floor to bend over in front of you.
He's like, I don't judge.
He hands me something, a little paper in his hand. It's his number.
Out of my truck,
phone number.
Back with Daisy Dukes on.
Oh, no. Oh, that was so bad.
He gave you his phone number. If you have any more problems with the computer, just give me a call.
Right?
Oh, he's frozen again.
Call me.
Oh, yeah.
I know he's frozen when I don't hear that hiss anymore.
Yeah. It has to happen now, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to say. Well, anyway, I don't know what we were talking about, but Alyssa, we're glad
you're gay
you're
porn.
Here. No. I don't even know why gay porn popped up. I watched regular porn.
It's okay,
Steve.
We all get curious sometimes, except Eddie. Yes.
Hey, if I was curious and I told you, hey, you know what, I wanted to check out, I would tell
you. You know what? It's in his freezing, not on accident. Okay, he's trying to get out of this quick.
Okay, listen to me. If I was to say, hey, I wanted to look at it to see, hey, how do these poor guys take it like that? You know. I would tell you, hey, I checked it out to see what they go through. But I didn't. Yeah, I haven't.
I've seen it. It's crazy.
I've seen threesomes with two dudes and a girl.
And I was curious. That's why
you were?
I did it.
So what'd you think about it?
I thought it was, okay, so they go like this.
Oh, well, wait a minute.
And then they do like the skin on top of
it.
I've seen that.
Wait a minute. What is that?
That has a name. I forget what it is.
Weenie to weenie? Head to head?
Mm-hmm. Hey, head to head. And they do like, they put, it's kind of weird. I was like, what is that?
It's like a sword fight?
That's the original head to head game right there.
That's one fish eating another.
So what does that do when you go head to head?
I think you share
the juice?
They're like this, and one guy will take like the skin, the foreskin from him,
yes,
and put it over the other one, and then they just kind of, you know, you kind of like.
Oh my God!
It's listen, like
Eddie's face is priceless.
Yeah,
so they can't be circumcised to do that. They need to have the skin.
I think so. I don't know.
I don't think there's another.
What is that?
Okay, I people watch. I'm sorry that we went off on this route. I've never even heard of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard
it.
I know.
Seen, I think one video, only because I was like, I'm all curious, you know. Women, it's obvious.
Yeah.
But men, I'm like, how do men do it other than, you know, anal?
Yes.
I'm like, what else do they do? How else, you know, what are the other things that they do? So there I am. Do. And I'm looking, I'm like, oh.
Did it happen all the way? Did it come to completion?
I didn't watch the whole thing.
Oh, I don't know.
I didn't wait for the money shot.
She got scared.
Was curious.
Okay. Eddie, what do you think about that? The foreskin game.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess I never see things happen you don't even think about.
Right?
I just thought it was like Alyssa said, anal sex, and that's it.
I just don't see what's that supposed to do. Like,
I don't know.
It's feeling, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah. If you have foreskin, you put it over the other. You go head to head and you put your foreskin over his. Does he put his over yours too, or just one of the guys is the leader?
I think one's the leader.
Okay,
I don't know. I didn't get that far.
Alyssa, if you're gonna investigate, you need to check it all out.
Alyssa didn't get into the whole of the relationship in the scene.
Oh. Well, the head is sensitive, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I thought they said if you're not circumcised, the sense. Oh no, I guess if. Wait a minute. When you're circumcised, sensitivity isn't as great, right?
You're supposed to lose it, yeah.
So when you have the skin, then you're sensitive more. Oh, see, it's all coming to a head.
Coming back to you?
No, not to me. Anyway, I don't know how this popped up. How did this pop up?
Because you were talking about your internet.
My internet.
Your repairman.
Yeah.
I like how Eddie likes to throw in stuff to put me down. He'll talk, but he'll raise his voice real loud at the end.
Eddie gets loud.
Steve had his own porn going on at his house. The repairman comes over and notices all this gay porn, and then they go at it.
No, I don't. I don't know. I plead the fifth.
That didn't happen.
I plead whatever. Steve blamed 1 through 10.
Steve blamed his wife. That's what he.
I don't even know. I don't know. Why would that pop up?
He's like, that's my wife's computer right there. I don't know what's on there.
Yeah, and that don't even look good either.
Maybe he did it on purpose, Steve. Maybe he had already.
Maybe he checked out a few.
Computer. Yeah, maybe he sabotaged your computer.
Maybe he did it. Maybe that was a plan. Maybe he did it when I was in another room, and then he thought, okay, when I come in, the pop ups are going to pop in, and I'll see if he. Lights up, and if he does, it's on.
Yep,
it's on. He was giving you a test.
Donkey Kong. Man, people are crazy out there. Crazy. Well, folks, I'm sorry, but I'm not into that. I'm not into the head-to-head game or whatever the games they're being played. I'm sorry. I like girls' dirty underwear and Pinocchi and.
It's too bad the show already has the title because you gave a good one.
What is it?
The foreskin game.
Oh no! If it was, come on, if this, don't name if, our anniversary show that.
But this is the anniversary show 9. Unfortunately,
the Hunger Games.
I got to remember this. We got to bring this up. And there's Eddie's heart monitor.
Oh, Eddie's getting nervous.
Either that, or you know what? I wonder, Eddie, do you wear like a collar down there so in case it starts to get like excited?
I don't know.
Stops you so you won't get excited?
He's got that collar. Mike Pence shock treatment collar. It's got a shock treatment cock ring. That's what he has.
To help him keep calm.
I saw on TikTok where a guy he challenges a girl to wear a vibrator and he's controlling the control.
They're walking in the parking lot.
She's like, stop.
Okay, that's a question. I've seen those videos. There's different ones of Alyssa. Would that really work?
I'm sure it will.
So yeah. Like if you had underwear on and it had a vibrator on it and you're in public and he turned it on, you wouldn't be able to control it. You could just actually. I mean,
maybe
like if something like
he has the control on his.
Maybe
hand.
Up to a certain point you can.
But. No, but I mean, can you actually be in public or is it for video? They're doing that going, oh God, I'm going to have an orgasm. You could actually be somewhere around people and talking and then you can orgasm.
But then all of a sudden you're like,
because it's stimulating.
Yeah, but Eddie, that'd be like if you had something on your underwear, a vibrator or whatever. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm in a room full of people talking. I'm not gonna come.
Okay, if you're in a room full of people, say you're sitting at a table and then there's a tablecloth.
Yes.
No one can see who's underneath, and there's a girl there.
Yes.
Would you be able to finish, or you wouldn't be able to finish?
Oh, you're talking about a live person, like giving the BJ.
Yeah.
Well, that's different than having something in your underwear. Really.
It's still stimulation.
You're getting stimulated.
Okay, well, this is like, okay, there's a girl sitting at a table and there's a guy underneath and he's going to town on her underneath. Of course, she's probably going to finish, right?
Right.
But we're talking about something like a toy or something in public that's vibrating on your private part. Yeah. I mean, but you know this, just like a porno. You know how they say some people have stage fright and they can't. Even though you're seeing sex going on, naked women and whatever.
Yeah. No, women are more opted to orgasm on clitoris stimulation than they are with just regular sex.
So the girls were more off. So if you put a vibrator in a guy's underwear, he's not going to.
Yeah.
But a girl, it's more sensitive.
Unless you like it. Unless you like it on your booty.
Oh, boy.
I would think the girl, because yeah, she's getting stimulated.
Yeah.
How about this?
It's constant. It's not like start. I mean,
you just don't stop until it's over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
And he might stop just to tease her.
Just to tease.
And then start again, and then it's like, you know.
So that's just real sensitive. It's a sensitive subject, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the question.
There's a lot of nerve endings there.
I hate to ask this question because, you know, we've been doing so good, but I gotta ask. Okay. Like girls, sometimes let's just do this. No, let's go both ways. Like when they do anal sex and they orgasm, do they do it from that, or just being excited, or because they do it themselves with their hand? Like, let's say they didn't touch themselves when they're getting anal sex. Can they still have an orgasm?
Mm-hmm.
How was that? I mean,
because people listening want to know. What is hitting on the inside?
So, I mean, but it's not hitting like the part of the woman that actually is the...
No, but it's just, it does, because a woman, you know, this is like the vagina and this is the anus. They're like together.
Yes.
So it's going like this, you know, when he's in there.
Oh, so it's rubbing the other... the vaginal part, something, so it touches whatever.
Yeah, and some women just, you know, they love to have that done, and it just, you know, turns them on.
Eddie, I didn't know that. I just figured, you know, if you're in there, you'd be happy and, you know, whatever. But I didn't know it. I guess if you have a nice size, your guy that has a nice wiener, and it bulges it out a little bit, it touches the other part, the vagina.
Like you can feel it rubbing, yeah. And then, you know, some guys like it because, you know, they say it's tighter.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, like, let's say there was a you know how there's a vibrating underwear? Let's say a girl was wearing vibrator underwear that had a toy that went in her butt, and it stayed there, and then it had a vibrator on it. How about that? Even though it doesn't push. Oh, I guess it would push out a little bit. Would it still do the job or no?
I think so.
Interesting. See, Eddie, see all the stuff we learn on the show?
Yep.
I didn't know that. Okay, all right. Well, did I freeze again?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Everybody was
I was reading the comment. I don't know, because it's all Facebook user, so I don't know who's...
Hey, can you...
Someone says, how can you ask that? There is a lot of pleasure in anal sex.
Oh, Lord, Alberto, find out who that is, please. Get back to this group.
Unless
it's the cable guy, don't...
No, it might be Josh, because he's... the one that looks like he's the one that's been commenting. Oh,
some guys. Know. Oh, wait a minute. Is he the one that's saying
guys
some
love
guys
vibrations?
Love...
Yeah, you know, I was. That's funny that he says that because I was with a guy who used to like it.
Like
the vibration.
What do you mean?
He had a little one, and he would put it in his butt. And
oh boy! Wait a minute.
Turn it on.
Oh, so he had his own vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. So he put it in when he was like with you or with.
Mm-hmm. He's like, if you don't mind, I'm gonna do whatever. I don't mind. Whoa. Whatever.
Okay.
To each his own, you know.
Okay, Eddie. I love sex and I love it all. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I ever heard a story where a guy was with a woman and he's all, hold on a second, let me insert this in me, and then I'm gonna knock it out on you. I've never heard that.
Never heard that either.
Wow. Now you have.
Does it at least at the end of the thing have like a big old knob so it doesn't fly in there?
Mm-mm.
Oh no. So it could actually, if he like,
probably,
if you actually punched him in the stomach, it would slip in there?
Mm-hmm.
Is this what's his name? Julian?
Josh? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, a lot of guys wear those too. The cock rings with the vibrator because...
I would wear that, but not the
dildo. Yeah, because it's like a ring, and then right up here, it looks kind of like almost like a capsule.
Uh-huh. Oh, like
and
a little bar?
Vibrates. That little thing vibrates, and it vibrates onto the woman, and then he could feel it too.
Oh.
And because it's like a cock ring, it helps you from finishing faster.
I wonder if that's true.
Helps just you stay hard.
Yeah, I thought it was just to help you stay erect, and then... You know, I guess because it squeezes it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it helps you last longer?
I think so.
Interesting.
It's supposed to.
I'm very surprised at that story you just told me, Alyssa. I am very surprised. I've never heard that before. So, hey, could you imagine that, Eddie?
No, I mean, I could surprise you more. I could surprise you more and let you know that he was a detective.
Oh, yeah. Man, no wonder all... You know what? Okay, so wait a minute. Eddie, picture this, okay? Just for a second. You're with the, you know, good-looking woman. You know, you're going to have sex with her. Mm-hmm. And then you turn to her and go, hey, hold on a second. And you said, okay, if I do this real quick. And she's all, what? And you pull it out and you start inserting it in your butt.
In her.
I can't even think of asking that. How would you even, if say you liked it? I mean, you would have to say, yeah, I don't know. That's just going straight to the point, right?
What do you say? Don't knock until you try.
Well, right? I mean, hey, it's all good, but that's just going straight in for the kill. I mean, wouldn't you say like, something like, you know, you ease into it and go, hey, you know, like, you know, maybe rub me down there a little bit, and then, hey, you can go a little lower if you want, you know, something, not just say, hey, you mind if I shove this up here and I'll take care of you, but I just want to do this.
The Vaseline, hosty.
I don't know. Did Alyssa, did he at least take precautions, or did he just shove it in there?
No, I didn't watch. Well, I was just like, okay, yeah. Oh.
You just said okay. You didn't like go.
Didn't protest.
No, because I mean, you know me. Nothing shocks me.
That didn't shock you.
No.
So like, is
okay,
that
whatever?
That's not a normal. Is that a normal thing? Like when, back in the day, when you're ready to have sex, somebody just pulls out a gold case and pulls out a dildo and goes, "Hold on a second, let me insert this, and then we'll take care of business."
No. It's not normal, but I mean, it's not a normal occurrence, you know, but
it doesn't happen every day.
Doesn't happen every day. It's only happened once in my lifetime.
I'm all for, hey, everybody's into what they're into. First time I'm hearing this, somebody doing that.
Yeah. But you know what? To each its own.
Because I'm trying to think. I guess you can get off on that. I guess you're going to have an orgasm at some time, so... The male G-spot, they say, is in the butt. So I get it. I'd never thought, hey, I'm going to put something up there while I'm
satisfying
a woman.
It's funny because it's through the butt, and then like when you rub the brick where the prostate is, that's what does it.
I'm just, what bothers me, kind of scares me, is you said it doesn't have like a thing on the end, so like it doesn't get lost.
From what I remember, it doesn't have the stopper. I don't remember. I don't remember it having one. I don't really didn't check it out, but
you gotta push it out, Steve.
Eddie, I feel like I should stand up and do the show. I'm starting to feel uncomfortable.
Well, didn't you buy that table that you can raise up?
Yeah,
you
can just stand up, but. I should stand up because Alyssa's making my butt feel uncomfortable. Anyway, guys.
And here, Alberto didn't want to have a girl on the show.
I know.
This is why.
Oh, Lord. People that's tuning in, watching the show, I don't know what happened, but this is my 9-year anniversary show. And tune in because you learn new things every day. Even I do. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, if you told me he wore his badge too, then that's it. We're done. Did he wear? Okay, good. I can't picture what you was in that moment, just watching you go. Oh, all right. I mean, did you even giggle a little bit, or did you just like?
No, I'm just saying whatever.
Wow. Did you watch him insert it, or what did you say? Did he say, "Hey,
remember.
Turn your head"?
I don't remember seeing him put it in. You know, it was kind of dark. I didn't really. Watch you.
So he could have done it without you knowing it.
Yeah.
But he wanted you to know.
But he didn't, yeah.
Eddie, he wanted her to know. What does that mean?
It's kinky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, you know who the most kinkiest people are?
Who?
Cops and firemen.
Really? I didn't know that. Alberto, what do you think? Cops and firemen, you think they're kinky?
I don't have any data on that, so.
And then, like, I think, and also, I think firemen, are the number one cheaters.
Really? Oh well, they're kind of, because they're out all the time, kind of living on their own, kind of.
I think so.
They got a bunch of groupies in the firehouse.
Right.
Well, yeah, they got a lot of women that like firemen, right? So that doesn't help matters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Eddie, what do you think about this? I don't even know how we got to this topic, but I was just going to say we were happy to have Alyssa on. Mm-hmm. And I was going to ask her what. I don't even know how this happened. I think it was Eddie.
That wasn't me. I think maybe
you started talking about TikTok, how you saw
a video.
No,
it all started with your internet freezing.
Yeah, your internet freezing.
No, it was Eddie. He was talking about the videos he watched on TikTok, vibrating panties.
I think maybe because firefighters go to your house and they rescue you or whatever, and girls get turned on by it.
That's why they haven't. That's why they cheat.
Maybe that's why they cheat.
Hey, Alyssa, what's your take on
that? The girl
wants
to say thank you.
Maybe. Yeah, because I mean, every girl loves a fireman, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Men in uniform.
So let's say, Alyssa, you're single, right? Mm-hmm. And a fireman comes and he saves you from whatever. And he's a good looking dude, you know, all cut up and handsome. And you just want to show him your gratitude. Mm-hmm. Are you open to that? I'm saying you're single and, you know, you're on your own and you're doing your thing.
Probably, yeah, I wouldn't mind. I don't think I've ever been with a fireman.
Well, I'm sorry. As we go on, we're getting more. That's it? Well, not even a cop, a detective. Listen, don't mess around. Don't mess around.
Oh, wait, no, I am lying.
Oh.
No, okay. The fireman was an engineer. So he was the one in the back.
The back? See
the back? You know, like the big fire truck?
The one that drives that big trailer.
The trailer in the back.
He's not a fireman?
An engineer.
They're not firemen?
They're firemen, but they're also an engineer because they drive, you know, like a train, you know, you're the engineers.
But it's a ladder truck, so there's like, it's so long that, you know, somebody has to drive the back to make the turns.
Yes, I know the guy steering the back end.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I went on a date with him, but I was never with him.
Eddie.
Oh. Eddie about the fireman.
Eddie's thinking, oh, Alyssa had the back end guy. Eddie getting all excited over there. So you went out with the guy who drove the back of a bus. I mean, not bus, fire truck.
Yes.
But you never had those kind of relations with him. Oh, okay. So you don't know what he is. Like, how do you know they're kiki then? Or the most kikiest?
I've heard.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to take your word from everything that you said earlier. I'm going to take your word.
I do a lot of research.
That's grocery stockers.
I look up the weirdest stuff sometimes.
What about grocery people? Grocery workers, retail workers. Are they very... No, they're very nice and sweet.
Most of them don't touch themselves like Eddie.
Oh, yeah. Eddie, I don't know. What do you think about... So they're not kinky?
I don't think so. I don't. Well, you know what? It just depends on what you think kinky is. That's what people always say. You know, like people always ask me, you know, what's like the kinkiest thing you've ever done? I'm all, well, that depends on what your definition of kinky is. Because,
so
you know...
What is kinky to you,
then? I mean, like
the butt
guy might think that's normal.
Do you think it's kinky?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, anything normal. It's something out of the ordinary, but you know, I'm not going to judge you for what turns you on, or you know.
All right.
Yeah, so, it just, you know, like when people say, "Oh, what's kinky and what's not kinky?" Well, what's your definition of kinky?
What do you consider kinky, Steve?
Yeah, some people think oral sex is kinky. Some people think, you know, anal sex is kinky. Some people think, you know, S&M is really kinky. Or, you know, so it just depends. And some people think it's all normal.
Some people think toys are kinky.
Yeah.
Okay. So I hate that our anniversary show is going this way, but...
I know.
This is classic M25 right here, okay? Don't worry about it.
Kinky, Eddie. What is kinky to you?
Kinky is...
Missionary?
Trying different things.
Like, give me an example. If you were with somebody and you go, man, she's kinky. Just an example, because I'm trying to get a thing. Like, I'm trying to even think what's kinky to me. Like, Alyssa, you know, I like the underwear thing. Is that kinky? I don't think it is. But is it?
Yeah, some people think it is.
Oh, man. Why? Oh, okay. So, kinky? Okay.
Kinky
okay.
Trying new things, I think.
So it could be anything.
Everything's
okay then, as long as you're okay with it and the partner.
I mean, I, honestly, I think everything's okay as long as it's not hurting you.
As long as it's consensual.
Yeah, and you're consensual.
And your partner's okay with mm-hmm. you doing it or whatever. Okay.
They don't run out the door, then you're fine.
So there really isn't a... It's kinky to somebody else.
May not be who kinky wouldn't to do someone it. Else.
Yeah, who mm-hmm. wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. So people, you're all right.
Yeah, because it's funny. It's like when, like way back in the day when I was like dating and you know, meeting people and people, you know, that would be like, oh, you know, what's the kinkiest thing you've ever done? Or what's the weirdest place you've ever had sex? Or, you know what, you might not think something's kinky and, you know, my answer would always be, what's your definition of kinky? You know, I can't tell you because you might think something simple like, oh, well, you know, oral sex was, you know, oh, I gave oral sex. Oh my gosh, you're so kinky. Mm-hmm. You know, it just depends on what your definition of kinky is.
Yeah, I don't think kinky should even be used then. You think about it, what is it? What is kinky?
Yeah.
If you're into a sexual adventure or you're open to things that, yep. you know, people just don't try or different, that I'm... What is the definition of kinky? That's a good question right there. Mm-hmm. If we find out what the definition of kinky is, I think we could figure out this thing. Because I don't think what I like is kinky, but you said some people will think it's kinky, and mm-hmm. maybe you're into something, I'm going to go, oh, wow, Lisa, look at her. But you're yeah. like, no, this is what I do. And, you know, and she's right. It's not...
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. Even if it's something out of the ordinary, like when you told me the story about the vibrator the guy used in himself, he mm-hmm. that may be his norm.
Right.
But just because right. I don't do it, I'm thinking,
yeah, there was, I mean, there crazy. Was other things that he, you know, wanted to do that, you know, like I was like, no,
pulled out the handcuffs.
To you or no, to him?
Just things he wanted to do together. And I'm like, so, and you know, there were some things I said, no, you know.
Interesting. All right, Alberto, I know you got it. What do we got?
Give me a second. Well, I mean, here's this on dictionary.com. We're probably thinking about the slang marked by unconventional sexual preferences or behaviors, such as fetishism, sadomasochism, and the like.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's very, yeah. you know. Bondage for some people is normal. For some, that's yeah. kink. So
they're trying to yeah. say something out of the normal, but what is normal yeah. to people? Some, like yeah. you said.
I mean, you got people, like, you have guys who love feet, you know, and want to, like, suck your toes and this and that. And you're like, I don't know about that, you know, but that's what turns them on. And that's their, yeah. you know, fetish or, you know, you have people.
Oh, that's their normal.
Yeah, that's their normal.
That's true. I get it. You know, I'd like to apologize. You know, apologize like to everybody.
The other day, you know, you've got your ass man. You got, you know, that some yeah, people are like, oh, what is that? Or, you know, you have guys who are really into boobs or, you know, it just depends.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
Everybody's different.
Alyssa, ass, if you like something, you don't, you know, you might, I don't know. Yeah, you know what? Like whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's like, yeah, like, as long as you're not hurting nobody.
Right. Yeah. And you're not going to be able to, and especially like if you're with somebody, you know, you're with a partner and you know, if it's a life partner, if you're married, if it's somebody, you know, long-term, and you express, you know, what your wants are, hopefully that person will be accepting of it and be like, oh, okay, yeah, let's do that. You know, hopefully they won't be like, oh my God, who are you?
Looking at you know? Weird.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, and you just got to find that partner that's open with you.
To try new things.
Alberto,
exploring.
Uh-oh. It's frozen again.
No.
Alberto, you know how we have a network?
Yeah.
A podcast network, right? Magpie Podcast Network. Well, there's another show you could probably add to that, Alyssa After Dark. She have her own show.
Dr. Sue. No, there was another lady there was Dr. Ruth, but then there was another lady. I think her name was Sue something. And she was the same, like kind of like Dr. Ruth.
Was she kind of younger?
No, she was older. They were both older.
I remember
that. See, I'm getting up there in age, and I don't care. I'll tell you everything.
Still alive? Dr. Ruth's still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, she is?
I think so.
No. I don't know. I don't know. We're going to have to check that out.
I don't know, but there was another... She used to... There was another lady, too. I remember I used to watch Dr. Ruth. Isn't that funny?
Sue Johnson?
Yep. I think so.
Or Johansson. Sue Johansson.
Johansson, yeah.
Is Dr. Ruth alive still?
Still alive?
I think she's dead.
She's still podcasting?
Well, can you look? Oh, boy. I was looking up Sue Johansson, but I think the other one's dead.
She's still podcasting?
She used to have a show at night, right? Alyssa, remember at night, late at night?
Yeah.
She'd have a Dr. Ruth.
Like at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, she had that weird accent too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, no, she's British. She's still kicking, 95 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
She's sex kicking.
I wonder if she's still doing it.
It's probably because of that sex. All that sex talk and all that.
Still doing it? She's probably still doing it.
See, people, don't be afraid to talk about sex because it's wrong. People are embarrassed by it. There's nothing wrong with it at all.
Nope.
Well, like I say, I'd like to apologize about our anniversary show turning into a sex
talk.
Sorry,
guys.
But Eddie.
Turned into Dr. Ruth.
Just because of Eddie. Eddie's
Dr.
TikTok.
Alyssa.
See, Eddie, what you unleashed? You talked about vibrating underwear, and then Alyssa went off. Oh, gosh. All right, well... Does anybody want to say anything before we get out of here about... I'm surprised. I don't know what happened to Tatiana. She was supposed to come on. She has a new podcast show coming out with another woman about... I don't know if it's about... it's called Killer Lashes. So I'm thinking it's about like a Dateline type stuff. Like, you know, murder mysteries and stuff like that. I think. I don't know.
Women who kill.
I thought it was about eyelashes.
Oh, the... The long
eyelashes. Maybe it was about makeup.
Yeah.
No, it was about something about murder mysteries or something like that. I don't know. But they didn't show up, so I don't know. You know what it is a lot of our people are night out partiers.
Yeah.
And sometimes they party too hard and they can't get up.
Yeah.
Not can't get it up, but they can't get up.
Yeah, they're not morning people.
So... Anyway,
night owls.
It gave us more time to talk about things that people want to hear.
It gave us more time to derail the show.
Right?
You know.
Well, anybody got anything to say to people watching or listening before we get out of here?
If they're still hanging around.
If they're still hanging around. Even if they're not, they can hear the podcast later.
Keep supporting us. And thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for the memories.
Thanks for the memories.
Thanks for the memories.
Nine years worth.
How about you, Alyssa?
Well, you know, I enjoy doing this. I know I can't always be here every week, but, you know, I like it. And sorry I gave all my educational point of views, but, you know, that's me.
Inquiring minds want
to
know.
You don't have to be sorry.
I like to give the... I talk about the stuff people don't like to talk about.
I think it's okay, you know. I got me.
They secretly want to know. Like I said, our closet viewers, you know, they secretly want to know, but they won't ask.
Or it's a story you're telling, and then you're listening and going, "What happened? How did this play out?"
Hey, Steve, did you look up that girl, the girl that talks dirty or tells dirty stories?
Oh, you know what? I did. It's in Spanish, though.
Is it really?
Yeah, I don't. Eddie can translate
for you.
I don't want Eddie to translate sex talk. I'm sorry. Alyssa, if she knew Spanish, maybe, but not Alyssa or Alberto.
Spanish.
Oh, so she does it all in Spanish.
Was that Yola?
It's a Spanish. It's Yola. Yeah, she's going to be coming on.
Yeah, she was the one with all the comments earlier.
Okay.
Oh, that was her? About the vibrators?
Yeah, except the one with the face like this. That was Richard.
Oh, wait. Mm-hmm.
No.
That's another
like,
guy. He was supposed to come
like
on.
Face like what, Alvin?
Huh?
The
you
face
know,
like
when,
what?
When the face does this.
Oh.
The thinking face.
That's Richard.
We also had Becky Raisman. She was on there. She says she has some new songs coming out, so maybe we can have it back on.
Yeah, I like that song she had. Was Summertime Sugar, or what was it?
Something.
It was a good song. I liked it. Well, see, I don't know. I wish I could fix that thing that says Facebook user. I don't know how to do it. I think because it's on an opposite Facebook page, fan page.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Well, guys, it's always fun to do the show, and sometimes I think about it. It's a long time. I mean, when you think about it, I didn't think it'd fly by that fast, but you know, we've had a lot of ups and downs. We've had fights on the show. We had fights before the show.
During the show.
during the show. Oh, gosh.
After the show.
Okay. Okay, this is how our show is sometimes. We're ready to leave, right? And there's people, they'll come on and go, hey, how you doing? Like, Richard just popped in the waiting room. I've told him to go. He's had an hour and a half to pop on the show.
Hey, bring him on and just go straight to the song.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, listen, I'm going to let you handle this because I'm very upset now. Maybe you want to come on because I heard about...
He heard about butt plugs and you know
he got all excited.
Oh boy, he's listening to us in the background.
Yeah. Hey, you gotta turn your volume down or turn it off.
get him out of here. Get him out of here.
We got an echo.
Oh, what the?
Oh god.
I hope he's wearing pants, damn it.
Oh,
it's gonna be one hell of an anniversary show.
Richard, turn your volume down on your phone.
You can hear it twice, damn it.
Yeah, we're an echo.
He's probably going, oh man, it sounds good. It's in stereo.
Is he even hearing us?
I don't know. Can you hear us?
Oh, who the hell is that yelling? He's got somebody in the house.
Oh, sorry.
Oh god.
What's going on? The baby was getting something
I heard yelling and I didn't see his mouth move, so we there's something going on. Like, oh, there we go.
Oh, no.
Okay, well,
you know what, Richard? We leave it up to you to ruin our show.
All
right. That's what it is, right? He has his volume on his phone. That's why it's going double.
Yep. Richard,
thank you, Richard, for coming on. I know you're listening. We got to let you go because you got this audio all screwed up right now.
It's his first time on the show. Remember that.
It's not his first time on the show. He's been on the show.
In his mind, he doesn't remember his previous appearances.
Yeah.
What is it? Oh,
oh my God.
Oh, hey, that's our logo. Good job.
That's our logo. Good job.
Yeah. Oh, that's his shirt.
He's making his own shirt.
Oh,
I guess I forgot to give him a shirt. I'm sorry, Richard. I'll try to get you.
You know why he has the volume on? So he could hear us. Because he doesn't have headphones on.
Oh, that's right. You don't. Where's your headphones?
He sold them for beer. That's what he did.
Oh, no.
I'm enjoying listening to myself.
Yeah, if we just talk and then wait, like, we can hear ourselves. Richard, when you come on the show, you have to have headphones or some kind of earplugs.
He has a plug, all right.
Oh no!
Why do you keep moving?
Why are you moving like you're posing for GQ or something?
I'm glad this is happening at the end of the show. I mean, we got all the good stuff out.
Oh my gosh!
Oh shit!
Oh, okay, it's time to go.
Oh,
all
right.
We know why we heard screaming in his background. He's killing some camp counselors as we speak.
Hey, we know people are into different things, but this is a little different.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Oh, shit. Holy mackerel. Is that thing real? Let me see that thing. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so
I got a feeling we're going to be on all the 24-hour networks.
Okay, so podcast listeners, Richard has a big Rambo knife and a Jason mask.
Yeah. Go to YouTube.
Hey, Alyssa, what would you think of somebody that hopped in the sack with you and brought that as...
Oh,
How about just the mask?
Oh, that's... whatever.
Wearing the mask, going to town.
That's fine.
But no knives.
No knives.
All right, you know what? As much as I enjoy hearing my voice right after my voice, Richard, we got to let you go because we got double audio going. That's what it is. He doesn't have headphones. That's why we're here.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Well, now he's
okay, Richard, that's enough. I think he's doing this on purpose.
We thought the sex talk was going to ruin the show. Now that's like much better than this.
He's gonna be upside down next.
It's all the blood rushing to his ear.
Oh, God.
You know the funny thing is he doesn't smile.
He's frozen.
Oh, okay. Well, then this won't hurt me to should I kick him or ban him? Should I ban him or kick him? Got two options.
I think he's gone. We can't hear ourselves anymore. There we go.
Oh my gosh. Well, guys, with that, I think that was the comic relief
of the show right there.
So he's came on before. He didn't have headphones before.
Beats me.
He's usually out
in the forest looking for a Sasquatch.
Yeah, well, he's outside last time.
Oh, okay. Because I thought he came on and wasn't he talking about
Sasquatch?
Oh, maybe Sasquatch. He wasn't. He was listening when we had that Bigfoot person. Remember talking about the story?
Oh yeah.
In North Carolina.
Yeah, he was making his comments on the comment box. That's right. He was on here, but he wasn't talking.
Richard was upset. He was calling him a fake and everything.
Richard, I
know the real Bigfoot. He lives in California, not North Carolina.
That was funny.
All right, guys. Okay. It's time to go. Thank you, everybody, for watching us. It's been an awesome 9 years, and we're going to keep rolling right along. And
next year, 10.
We're working on year 10 right now.
Anniversary show X next year.
Yes, Anniversary Show X. Not Jason X. Anniversary Show X.
We're going to space, folks.
All right, guys. Really, we do want to thank you. Go to our website for all information about our show, all show links, live stream and podcast and sponsor, all that good stuff at them25show.com. And thank you for listening. And we'll be back next week. I don't know if Alyssa will be back, but hopefully she is.
No, I have to work.
You see, Alyssa,
third already?
She's is that what you
third?
Okay.
I thought it was the second
one. That's okay with us because we're okay with it. We love you on the show and we're happy you're with us.
And last week is because of the holiday.
Well, I'm happy that you're happy. Congratulations on your new Jeep.
Thank you.
Daddy, Alyssa got a new Jeep. Yes, it's very nice from what I saw.
It's a plug-in hybrid. A regular? Yeah, electric.
It's
electric and hybrid.
Is it a Wrangler?
Uh-huh. It's a Wrangler 4XE.
My neighbor has one.
So you could use gas or electric?
Mm-hmm. Plug it in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Gas and electric. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Have you ran it on the electric yet?
Yeah.
It's quiet, huh?
Yes.
You can't even know whether cars are on. I was by a car once, and it took
off.
And
it has the remote start, so I can like start it from inside my house.
Does it have the vibrating seat?
No.
I mean the heat,
heated,
not, wrong one.
Heated seat and heated steering wheel.
Okay. Damn, look at her.
I know I got all the bells and whistles. Dual top.
Good for you.
Good.
So I can change the from a hard top to like a soft top kind of thing with sunroof.
Nice. Look at you.
They're coming
there
today to put all the sealants on it.
Oh, good.
Seal the seats, like the Scotch Guard of the seats and the paint. Mm.
The paint, yeah, that's good stuff. That lasts a long time. Good job, Alyssa. Awesome. You. Congratulations.
Thank you. Alyssa, I'm excited.
Riding all high and pretty.
Yeah. I know they have to put the steps in. My steps are ordered, too, because I can't get in. It's too high.
Gosh, I could envy the neighbors watching Alyssa step up trying to get in the car.
Yeah.
booty shaking all over the place. Alyssa probably has people peeping.
No, this is it.
Oh, look, she's going to show us. Hold on, let me pull you up here.
Cool.
Look at her all proud.
Very nice. Like a bullet and everything.
Very nice.
Congratulations, really. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Well, look at Alyssa's all. That's why when we first came out, she's all big old smile, later years. Like, what's going on? Oh, you got her car.
Got a new car.
I know. Like Eddie driving around thought he's all badass with his Jaguar. Sorry, Eddie.
Eddie's next. He needs a new car.
Yeah.
Eddie, you're next, Eddie.
I don't think so.
All right, guys, we're going to get out of here. Alrighty. And we'll see you next week. And until then, keep watching and go to our website again for all the information and show stuff about us at them25show.com. And we'll see everybody next week.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I guess I should be ready with the song, huh? I'm not.
Oh.
Never ready.
Bye.
See you guys. Bye.
See you later.
Okay. Bye.
Hey, you two, hold on 1 second. I'll be right back. I got to piss. Hold on.
Yep, it was him with the hiss.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs to.
I don't know.
Calling people back.
About his box. I don't know. He probably has a fan or the air conditioning on.
Oh, maybe.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.